Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day.
Day
one of the not knowing. It's 7:43 in the morning, and here comes the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
You just stole my headline, but
thanks. Oh, sorry. Sorry about that.
Way to rad-niche me. Well, thanks a lot.
I can't read your mind.
This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. So All Natural Stone Tile and Stone and Tile Showrooms have everything you need if you're building a new home or remodeling. This is the place to go for your kitchen, bathrooms, fireplaces, flooring, outdoor kitchen, pools, outdoor fireplaces, patios, accent nooks, and indoor and outdoor bars for residential and commercial projects.
Woo.
All Natural Stone. They're open by appointment at their four Bay Area locations, Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose,
and Dublin.
And online at allnaturalstone.com. All right, here's what's happening. Sarah, if you wouldn't mind, go ahead with your headline.
Day one of not knowing.
Right, we do not know. There is no decision yet on the big one, which is the one we all are hanging on.
Mm-hmm.
So I just went out and looked at the most recent map, which you can find online, and they're running them on the morning TV news, and there's just some states that are undecided. Currently, Biden is in the lead, but it's too close to call, and so day one of not knowing, as Sarah so appropriately said. I thought this was a really weird thing to see, because I consider Utah a pretty conservative state as states go, but apparently, with the majority of the state documenting very high COVID-19 case numbers, a Utah rave is making headlines for hosting
a rave in Utah?
Hosting 10,000 people despite the surges in new cases. They threw a party on Halloween night, it looks like.
Oh, my God.
And it was a complete protest of the COVID-19 protocols. So they were saying, you can't make us wear masks. We're throwing a huge party, and we're not wearing masks. Screw y'all.
Hmm.
So, unfortunately, the police... Well, the...
And they've had a lot of COVID? So they're going to have more?
Yeah, they've got spiking numbers already. That's what they're saying. They've got very high COVID-19 case numbers as we speak. This rave may bring the numbers to another level. As you know, everyone at a party spreads that around. Then they all go home and spread that around. And then
those people go out.
We've got new numbers.
More and fantastic.
So NBC News is reporting that Utah officials said the party was advertised as a protest against COVID-19 restrictions. They estimate that the party had anywhere from 3,000 to 10,000 people in attendance before the police busted it at 10 o'clock at night, which is, dude.
That's really late in Utah. Really late in Utah.
All right,
sure.
Well,
That's like 4 in the morning in most other states.
Okay.
In Utah, they're like, oh, it's 8:30. I'm sleepy.
Apparently, the move here, as I'm reading it and sort of just scanning through it, it looks like the move was to say this is a big party, then to post that it's canceled, wink.
Oh.
Police, we're canceling. Don't worry about this at all.
Don't look over here.
The party happened anyway, and then the police had to go and bust it. And so we'll see If the numbers spike in Utah, you now know why. They threw a giant Halloween rager.
Well,
defying all coronavirus rules.
It'll be hard to tell if there's a spike because we're spiking already.
Right.
We're already breaking all those old records from July. Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. Oh, you know, good. Get it and you know, hopefully don't kill anyone. Good for you. Great. You go do you. I'll be here protecting myself and my family.
I thought this was good news. It was something we looked into for one of our kids, and it didn't end up happening. But I thought, you know, as we find ourselves sheltered in place, and there are people who are really having trouble mentally sort of
coping,
dealing with this and having trouble sleeping and whatever other sort of things come from it. Online therapy is something that they've had to, I don't know, I mean, I guess resort to. You can't really come into my office, so you're going to have to do this through the computer. And yet it seems it's working. They're saying that a study has found virtual therapy is maybe in some cases more effective than face-to-face meetings. And I actually can see.
I can too.
Why? Like, I do think, first of all, just on the drive over, I've been to therapy and it's been very helpful for me. I will not go, you know, open-ended. I go for a reason. I get some help and then I'm done. But I do think that just the drive over, you can often find yourself talking yourself out of what problem you want to talk about.
Right.
Man, this isn't a big, what am I doing here? I'm wasting my own time.
Right.
I'm wasting this. You get in there and you look at him and be like, I think I'm good. And now doing it online, you find yourself able to really let it rip.
Right.
And I don't mean farts.
Right. No, you're right. There's the drive over that can be you talking yourself out of it or whatever you might be saying to yourself. But you're also having to make a break in your day that you can fit a drive into, the sit down, the drive home, all the things that you have to do. Like when you just go, oh, it's 10 o'clock, boop, boop, boom, I'm on a Zoom call with my therapist. That's probably more helpful. And I think, too, sometimes it's really hard to look at someone's face and tell them what you really think. And, you know, I actually think it might be easier to talk to someone because you can turn the screen black if you want to. You're just talking.
They say the study also notes that the virtual and in-person patients report about the same level of satisfaction regarding their treatment. Mm-hmm. So if you are someone out there who's feeling like you're having trouble or struggling through, consider the face-to-face therapy meeting. They're setting them up. I don't know if they're having all time, you know, like this is the best thing for business ever. I don't know, but I could see
how. If someone was only online though and they didn't have to pay for the office space, like let's say every client of mine, I have, you know, 50 clients a week, every single one of them I'm doing on Zoom right now and I'm doing them from home and I'm paying $6,000 a month to rent this swanky office space. And now I can cut that and the insurance out. I actually see, frankly, I like this way. I've talked to doctors more in the last 8 months than because I hate going to the doctor. But I'll be like, all right, I'll Zoom with the doctor. What the hell? I'll do that.
Wait a minute. That dermatologist checked your butt on the computer?
No, I had to go.
Oh, that was in person. Good for her.
Yeah,
she got a really good look at your moon. I like it.
No, she didn't. I flashed it real quick.
I'm pretty sure.
No. Quick flash. She didn't get close to it. I was across the room. Quickly. Whoop, whoop. See? All set. All right.
So back to my knees. There.
Back to my knees, which are the problem, lady. God, she just wanted to see my ass so bad.
Well.
It's a horn dog.
Hello. Here are some of the things. Oh, geez. Look at the time. Unbelievable.
What? How?
I can't do that. It's too long. Let me tell you this story because I actually thought of you when I read it.
All right. I like that you think of me when you read things. I appreciate
that. Do you
that.
Love the smell of an old book?
Yes, I do.
Or maybe you're trying to attract someone who loves books.
Oh.
A famous bookstore called Powell City in Portland, Oregon is selling unisex fragrance that now lets you smell like books.
They can be a little musty. I don't like it. I do actually like the smell when you go into a bookstore. I like that. It's, I don't know what it is. It's like the paper or the binding or whatever it is, or just that they haven't vacuumed. There is a certain smell, but I don't want to smell that on somebody. That's a musty, that's a musty smell.
I don't like it.
What do you think?
All right. Well, Powell City of Books in Portland, Oregon is going to sell book cologne. It's unisex.
Eau de book.
And it's $25, and wow. I give them credit for trying to do something.
Yeah, that's, you know, you got to try and do something. I actually think that that's probably a pretty funny gift, too, to give to someone who's a total bookworm.
Right.
Whether or not they actually use it.
Right.
There's a lot of gifts like that, you know? Like, you can get Rachel Dolezal to do a birthday message. It's like, that's a solid joke gift. Here's your present. It's Rachel Dolezal.
I guess that's the only way, right? All right.
I can't think of another way. What other thing could there be?
I don't know. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. I know it's been a few days, but have we not talked about the great Halloween show all four of you put on this year? So much fun. Thank you so much for...
Send
the
that to our boss.
You gave us to kick off Halloween weekend. Love you, Alice family.
What did we do?
Keep it going for us all, please. Whatever you do, it's helping us all. I feel like I'm making that one up as I read it, but I didn't. That's actually there.
I went and checked on that thing.
Well, usually, your wife came on and told a ghost story. That was I liked
great.
That. Uh-huh. We did do some Halloween, like haunted places in San Francisco, uh-huh. and we played Halloween music.
We dressed up too.
And we totally dressed up. Oh my God.
That on Instagram.
Yep. Put that up. Yeah. Well, all right. I mean, we all did do a little
something. Hey, listen. Like I said, I'm not against breaking my arm, you know, complimenting ourselves on something, patting Woo! Ourselves on the back. But that wasn't me that time.
So
I didn't do that.
I went
that.
On to check to see if. I'm like, is he reading that word for word? And he is.
Word for word. Fact, that's right
that's
there.
That's not
it's
one of those
top.
radio.com ones. Come on, man.
I don't even know what you're talking about, Sarah.
What?
925 says, my 15-year-old son has really struggled with the shelter in place. He started online group therapy and one-on-one therapy, and he's doing much better. His therapist said that teen depression has skyrocketed and that we expect everyone to carry on like everything is normal when none of this is normal. Totally agree. And that's great that he's open to it and finding a way to use it, because teens can be difficult.
Yes.
And finding someone they'll open up to can be difficult. So that's great that it's working. And hopefully that helps. Like, I think if you find a really positive way to help that, to get that help and use it and then move on from it, it's something you can keep in your life as you go through all kinds of decisions, whether it's should I take this job? Should I marry this person? Should we have kids? Whatever kind of big decision. Those are things that should be thoughtful decisions, not
and to do some self-examination and to know how to do it because you've done it.
F it isn't the reason to have kids.
No, oh my God. It's the last. If you're effing it, don't do it.
Right. That is not the reason. That is, it's too big of a decision to go that route. So maybe get some help. Anyway, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'll do some music news. I'm just really trying to avoid things that are going to bum us out. So, happy little break right after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.